At World Dairy Expo 2011, I am visiting with Steve Larson. First of all, Steve, I know people probably know, but tell me what you're doing with Hordes Dairymen.
Well, I'm the managing editor, and I've been in that spot for about 12 years, and have been at the magazine about 42 years.
I know you've been at this for a while, probably seen a couple of these shows, I'll bet. Just tell me your early thoughts on this expo as we've gone through opening day.
Well, it's a beautiful, bigger show than ever, bigger and better. It seems to improve every year. The temperature, the weather is just ideal for this. It may be a little too warm for the cattle in the barns and a little too nice for combining corn and soybeans and chopping corn silage at home. May keep the crowds down a little bit, but it's just beautiful expo weather. And I've kind of walked the grounds, and it just looks like it keeps getting better and more professional every year.
Yeah, I don't know how they keep making it better, but it seems like that's just the way that it goes. Well, we're going to have a special announcement award here, I know, coming up just in a little bit, and that is from the Dairy Shrine. It's an award they call kind of like the guest of honor, if you will, and that's going to be bestowed on you. I guess, first of all, what does that mean to you, and how do you feel about that?
Well, it's a very special award. I'm very fortunate. It's the highest honor that Dairy Shrine bestows on people in the industry. Many of the mentors that I've had through the years and other people that I really looked up to have received that award. And I hardly put myself in that category. I kind of have to pinch myself to get the feeling of it. But it is a great honor. Dairy Shrine has always been very important to me. As an organization, does a lot of things for young people, as well as recording the history of the dairy industry and honoring various people in the industry, so it's a very special award for me.
Well, we'll just say they're honoring one of those young people, right?
Let's approach it that way. That sounds good to me.
Well, I know they're going to do that here at their a banquet that they will be holding. But tonight we have a different kind of event taking place. This is put on by Hordes Dairymen. Tell me a little bit about this. I know it's an annual event that you put on at the end of opening day.
Well, this is an exhibitor party, which Hordes Dairymen co-sponsors with World Dairy Expo. And it's become a tradition, actually. We'll have 1,000 or so people here, mostly commercial exhibitors and friends of the Expo and friends of Hordes Dairymen, that this is our way of kind of saying thanks for your business, thanks for your friendship through the years. And we just are glad to be able to host people and give them some good food. And tonight we're going to give them ice cream sundaes, which is going to make it even better. And it's kind of a neat event.
Yeah. Well, I think I heard that this is going to be maybe another or a record year for a number of exhibitors.
I believe it is. They seem to find a little more space for exhibits every year and rearranging things, and it's getting pretty well maxed out, but I think there'll be a room for a few more exhibits in the future. So
yeah. I think if we could put another level on the parking lot out there, we might be able to put some more.
Well, that gets to be a premium, especially on Thursday and Friday and Saturday when the Holstein show is on. It draws a lot of people, in addition to those that come to the trade show. So it gets pretty crowded around here, but that's why we're all here.
We may have to find a bigger room to do this exhibitor reception.
We might. You know, a couple of years ago, we did it in the floor of the Coliseum, and it was a wonderful venue for that. It was a more open deal, and we had more space. But because of the pressure, they're trying to cram so many. They have to work so many cow shows and sales into the 5 days that the expo was being held that there just wasn't an opening in the arena for us to have our party over there. But we'll make it work here.
Well, before we close here, I want to thank Hordes Dairymen for sponsoring our coverage of being here at the expo this year. Maybe just a comment on how are things going with Hordes Dairymen? We've been in an interesting media environment the last few years, for example, and I think that's affected all of us.
Well, it has. We have made a lot of changes in response to new media and changing tastes and practices of people. We've hired a new staff person to help us gear up in our electronic media, and we're now blogging every day. We have free webinars for people in the industry the second Monday of each month on a variety of timely topics. We have a Facebook presence. We do tweeting We do all the social media things as well as maintain the print publication, which will be our flagship for many years to come.
Oh, I certainly, even having embraced the new media, as we call it, these are just new channels in some ways to give us an additional outlet for what we've already been doing, and certainly, in my mind, doesn't take away from those traditional vehicles and mechanisms that we have.
You know, it's still the quality of the content. Mm-hmm. And it's more important now than ever because there's so much available through the Internet and other media, other sources of information, that having a filter on all of that's out there, having some guidance on what's chosen to be used and presented well, there'll always be a place for gatekeepers of dairy information, and that's a role that we have played for 126 years and hope to keep playing.
All right. Well, we do too. And I want to thank you again, Steve, for your time here. We're looking forward to a great World Dairy Expo 2011. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.